Not Just Football with Cam Hayward is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
Who wants to be called the Browns? Like, right. I know I'm throwing shots right now, but want to go in saying, oh, guys, I got a great name. The Browns. Right. This is really going to shock them. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Not Just Football with Cam Hayward. I, of course, am your host. I'm here with Hayden Walsh, my longtime friend. We got special guest Matthew Berry. Looking forward to deep diving. But Hayden, how are we doing today?
Doing good, man. Excited to be here at Radio Row. My first time here, your first time podcasting here, and excited to have Matthew Berry with us. It's the Caesars Sportsbook studio, or what are we calling this right now? What are you calling
Caesars
it?
Caesars Sportsbook studio.
Studio, Jerry? Okay.
I like that. I like that. It's got a nice ring.
Okay.
How you feeling, Mr. Berry?
I'm good. You know, this is my first time ever being at Radio Row as a broadcaster. So, you know, when I was at ESPN, I was there for 15 years, and my season would always end when the fantasy football season ended, when the regular NFL season. So I would come out to the Super Bowl on my own dime or whatever, or come out here and just hang out and maybe do some podcasts to promote whatever. But you know, this year, being part of NBC and Peacock, we are broadcasting my show all week long from here. And so it's just been exciting to interview a bunch of people and, you know, be a part of the broadcast of broadcasting, you know, Super Bowl coverage for the week.
So you said you were with a lot of Super Bowls. What's been your favorite Super Bowl to be a part of?
God, there's so many. But, I mean, like, you know, I was there for 28-3. Like, you know, I'm not even a Patriots guy. But, like, just that was just so, you know what I mean? Like, that was just so historic and unbelievable. You know, I saw Peyton win both of his, you know. I mean,
that's so,
like,
boss.
We're in Omaha.
Shout out
I mean, right?
Yeah, good call.
By the way, I was here in Arizona for David Tyree. So, speaking of your other boss, like Eli, you know, I saw Eli win that one in Arizona. So a lot of them, but I guess for me, 28-3, because just the emotional ride of that particular Super Bowl, sitting in the stands and like just, you know, like, and I was, my wife and I were with a couple that we'd brought that were big Patriots fans. Mm-hmm. We were just there for the game. And so seeing them like just completely deflated, you know, deflated, and then,
oh,
just the inevitability.
Deflated. I like that.
Deflated.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Sorry. Very nice.
But just the inevitability of it. Like, it just felt like even though they didn't lead until the very last play.
Right.
There was just a feeling once they started getting momentum, you're like,
when was
they're,
that?
They're winning it.
When in that game was that? Did you feel the momentum shifting?
I feel like when 28-17 when they got that touchdown. That was one when I felt like this is coming. Mm-hmm. Like, you knew, and they. When they converted the first 2-point conversion, you were like, I don't know, just all of it. It just felt like this is happening.
So like, we grew up in Atlanta, and like all week it was like, we're gonna have this parade, we're gonna shut down everything, and we were like, Atlanta's gonna screw this up somehow. Mm-hmm. They are going to find a way to make sure this does not end in a win. And well, you know, it actually ended up happening.
I mean, and isn't that the worst? Like, when you root for a team and you just have this defeatist attitude. So I lived in Virginia till I was 12 years old. So I'm a lifelong Commanders fan, right? And I would love to get it out of my blood. I can't.
Right.
I will die a Commanders fan. Like, everything that team has done to me over the, you know, past 45 years of my life, like, I will get rid of it. I can't get rid of it. Like, I've tried. And so, but it is one of those things where it's like, you just know. Like, we were, so on Football Night in America, we do this, we do our game picks.
Uh-huh.
And we had the Sunday night football game this year between the Giants and the second one between the Commanders and the Giants this season, right?
Right.
It was the Sunday night game and the one that the Giants ultimately won, and, you know, the non-call and the pass interference and the Brian Robinson touchdown that was overturned by the Terry McLaurin being offsides, whatever. It's a ridiculous call. It's stupid.
He's very passionate about this, you can tell.
Very passionate. But my point is to your point, Cam, what I was saying was we were talking before the show about what our picks were, and everyone was taking Washington. They were favored. They were at home. They were coming off the bye. And I said, I don't know, man. I've seen how this movie ends. I've seen this movie. Like, anytime you think, every time you get your hope up, like, hey, we really have some momentum and we're doing this and this is a game that we can win. We can control our playoff destiny. Mm. This is when we screw it all up. and there are teams like that. There are fan bases like that. And I believe the Washington fan base is one of those.
What's worse, like the Washington fan base or the Cleveland fan base when it comes to that?
I think that's a tough one, man. Cleveland's had some rough years, man.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them. I feel like, I'm going to say I think Washington just because I feel like with Washington, it's, I mean, we'll see if he ends up selling the team, right? But like prior to that, with him just, I'm never selling. And he's a relatively young guy, you know, as NFL owners goes, like, there's just no hope. Like, there's hope for Cleveland, right? You know, there's just no hope.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's just like that, you know, like, that's all you want. Like, you just want hope. Like, give me a chance.
Very
that's
true.
All I'm asking for. Give me a, right? And just
give me something to root for.
And like, on that team, like, I'm a believer in Jason Wright. Mm-hmm. Like, I like Ron Rivera, though I think Scott Turner got thrown under the bus a little bit this year. But you know what? I like a lot of parts of the organization.
Yeah.
It's just obviously the ownership is, you know.
So you brought up selling, and we talked to Seth Meyers last week. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And do you think Bezos is going to buy the team eventually?
I hope so. What's weird is he's not part of the final, you know, they say he's not part of the final buying group, and there's all the dynamic of he owns the Washington Post, and Snyder hates the Washington Post because they're the ones who ran all the exposés on, you know. So it's like, maybe not hate the Washington Post, and maybe just hate the fact that you did all this stuff for 20 years. Yeah. Maybe that's the, right. maybe look inward a little, but all right. It's like, you don't hate that you did the crime, you hate that you got caught.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
It's kind of,
hate the all investigation.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, so there's that dynamic. Mm-hmm. And then there was thought, well, Bezos added Matthew McConaughey, who's actually close with Snyder, to the ownership group. So maybe.
There you go.
And there's some people that think, you know, that he wasn't part of the, quote, final ownership group. There was a deadline to submit bids.
Mm-hmm.
And that people are thinking that he's going to just come in over the top.
Well, you can do that when you're on Amazon.
Right, well, exactly, yeah. Right? And then there's other people that says, like, he just doesn't want to, like, deal with it and doesn't want to deal with, you know, giving Snyder the satisfaction of saying no to him, even if he offers more.
Yeah.
Who knows? But Snyder did put his home up for sale, the home that he has in Potomac. So, you know, like.
Never know.
Maybe.
Never know. So if he does buy the team, what name do you want?
I mean, at this point, I feel like we have to stick with Commanders.
You don't want the Washington Prime? That's what Seth Meyers gave us.
No, is that what he said?
Prime? The Washington Prime.
That's not what it was?
No. Okay, I think at this point you got to sort of roll with Commanders. When the name change happened, I actually wanted us to stick with Washington Football Team. I thought that was – I kind of got used to that.
The team was dope.
Yeah, I like that. I thought that was cool. And then if it was going to change from that, I thought, well, what if we do, you know, like – red hogs, which I thought would at least get the red in there,
and
red tails was
red,
up there.
Yeah.
Red wolves I thought was cool, but something with red. And the reason I like red hogs was just that was something that was unique to the Washington Football Team. Like that is the glory days of Washington, and you know the hogs was something that was specific to that team. And so I just wanted something that, you know, harkened back to the time, and then they wind up with Commanders. But I will tell you a funny story. I went to a Super Bowl party. They announced the team name like a week or two before the Super Bowl. And this is last year, you know, when the Super Bowl was in L.A. And so I'm still with ESPN, and I go to an ESPN party just before the Super Bowl, and Joe Theismann is there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've met Joe a few times over the years, and he knows I'm this crazy Washington fan. Mm-hmm. So I walk up to him. He's like, Matthew, how we doing? And I shake his hand. I'm like, Joe, Commanders, what are we thinking? And Joe doesn't miss a beat. He goes, let me tell you this, we're not the Pelicans. And I'm like, you know what? They're, you know, all right.
I like that. Way
very
to find
true.
A silver lining in
very
this.
Very true.
Like we're not the Guardians. We're not the Pelicans. Like, it could be worse.
It could be worse.
It could be worse.
Glass half full.
Glass half full. Yeah,
absolutely.
So I'm like, you know what, Joe? I like that. I'm going to use that. He's like, yeah, go ahead. So I don't love the Commanders, but I don't hate it. It's fine. Like, the truth is that if they were playing in the Super Bowl this weekend, like, we wouldn't care. Yeah. Like, what, hell, the Commanders. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like winning solves everything. You know this.
It does. It does. Winning does solve everything. We would hope that if we win, we don't care what the name is.
No.
As long as
we don't. As fans, we do not care. I'll tell you that right now. We don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
1,000%. Like, names are weird until they're not. Like, think about, you know, eBay. The very first day they said, all right, we're going to – this marketplace, we're going to call it eBay. You're like – the hell is eBay?
Or think about it. Like, who wants to be called the Browns? Like,
right.
I know I'm throwing shots right now, but.
Divisional shots.
Divisional shots.
But
you
want to go in saying, oh, guys, I got a great name. The Browns.
Right.
This is really going to shock them.
Right.
I don't know where you go from that, but if you win, everybody's wearing Browns
stuff. No one cares.
Exactly. I mean, really, Steve Jobs, you want to name your tech company after a fruit? Are you sure that's a good idea? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, names are weird until they're not.
That's a great line. They are weird until they're not. Like, we just come accept them at some point, right?
At some point, yeah. Like, whatever. At some point, Xerox does, you know, becomes not hard to pronounce and just be part of everyday life.
Exactly.
Like, what is...
Building the perfect same-game parlay can be time-consuming, but with Quick Picks, the Caesars Sportsbook app does the work for you. Quick Picks are pre-built same-game parlays that turn today's biggest headlines, storylines, and games into bets. They're quick and easy to use, and you can't miss them. They're right on the home screen of your Caesars Sportsbook app. Give them a try, and if you haven't downloaded the app yet, register using code OMAHAFULL, and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get your stake up to $1,250 back as a bet credit. If you have a gambling problem, in Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed to Horseshoe, Bossier, City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, which is 1-800-426-2537, or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369.
Okay, let's go straight in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Put on your fantasy hat.
Yes, sir.
Which Super Bowl winning quarterback, or not Super Bowl winning, but is going to be, is more likely to next be your top fantasy quarterback?
Mahomes.
Jalen Hurts or Mahomes?
It's still Mahomes. I love Jalen Hurts. Mm. Jalen Hurts was my every year I do a fantasy ride or die, like the guy that I will stick by no matter what. And I've had pretty good success with it. And this year it was Jalen Hurts. Mm. And the very first thing I did, so I love Jalen Hurts. I'm going to just say Mahomes just because I think better system, better, you know, Mahomes is just consistency, Andy Reid. So Mahomes will be my number one quarterback next year, but Hurts is in the top three.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like it's Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Jalen Hurts, and then you got Burrow right there. I will just tell you quickly about Jalen Hurts, which is that the very first thing I ever did for NBC. So I leave ESPN after 15 years, mm-hmm. and I'm going to NBC, right? And one of the reasons I went to NBC is because I wanted to be part of NFL coverage. So I go there, and the very first thing I ever do for NBC is we have the Hall of Fame game, the preseason Hall of Fame game. And so I'm in
so
Canton, and I'm on the – it's great. Great atmosphere. It's amazing. And I'm on the sideline there, and I'm standing next to Chris Sims. So I'm standing next to Phil Sims' kid, played quarterback in the league for 8 years. And even though I'm really well-known in fantasy, like – football night, you know, that show is, you know, it's just a massive show, and there's a huge fan base of that show that doesn't play fantasy, that don't know who the hell I am. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I got it, because it'd be like, who's the fantasy nerd that just showed up, right? So I got to nail this. And so the thing I do there is they asked me for a prediction. I said, I think Jalen Hurts takes a massive Josh Allen-like leap, third year leap.
Wow.
And I said, like, if you look at Josh Allen's first 2 years in the league and you compare him to Jalen Hurts' first 2 years in the league,
identical.
Believe it or not, Jalen Hurts actually better completion percentage,
more touchdown
passes, more passing yards, like compares very favorably. Third year, and Josh Allen was another guy who came in the league and everyone's like, yeah, he can run, but he's inaccurate, you know, and he's not going to be a real quarterback. And I'm like, what happened in year three? They gave him Stephon Diggs. All of a sudden, Josh Allen became a lot more accurate, you know, and he had like an MVP-like season and, you know, had an amazing season in his third year. And, you know, they almost got to the Super Bowl. And I said, I think Hurts has that potential. I'm not saying he's got Josh Allen's arm. I said, but they gave him A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He's got one of the best offensive lines in football. They've got a pretty easy schedule here. And people forget his first year, Hurts' first year in the league, he had Doug Peterson as his coach. He got in towards the last and, you know, obviously there was bad blood or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was chaos between Peterson and Howie Roseman, and that was falling apart. Hurts only got to start the last four games of his rookie career. Josh Allen got to start all – had Brian Daboll for the first 4 years of his career and started every game. I said, so now it's his second year in Sirianni's system. Like,
should be producing that.
Should be producing. And so I said – I know people like – so I just said, I think number one quarterback in fantasy is within the range of outcomes, but I also think he legitimate could like take a Josh Allen like leap.
Right.
And people are, and so.
So you got credibility. Right,
I got credibility for
there.
So
you
and
go.
Obviously that paid off. So forever indebted to Jalen Hurts for that, because all of a sudden like Tony Dungy was like,
good call.
You know, like good call. And like throughout the year, you know, every time when watching a game, especially when we've had the Eagles on Sunday Night Football, you know, and they do something like, you know, Tony Dungy or, you know, Jason Garrett will be like, there's Barry's guy.
Uh-huh.
There he is. You know, and so it gave me credibility, I think, not just with the audience, but with the football people, you know, legendary football people in the room.
It's funny you bring that up. I was on NFL Network, and I was doing some anchor work, and I was like the only person to take the Chargers versus the Jaguars. And like halftime, I'm like, okay, I got this. I'm looking smart.
Yeah.
And of course, the Chargers chargered. And yeah. They made me look very stupid by taking
another one of those fan bases that kind of like know something bad's going to happen. Yes. It feels like too.
Poor Chargers fans.
You knew it was coming. You felt it at 28-0 or whatever it was. You knew it was coming. Matthew, I want to ask you something though. Better stack next year, Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown or Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce?
I'm going to say again, and as much as I love Brown and Hurts, I'm going to say Mahomes and Kelce just because of the position scarcity at tight end. Like, I mean, Kelce's just so much better. I mean, Kelce was like 100 points better than, like, you know, I mean, like.
That
like
position was down this year, big time. It's
really down. And, like, I think Andrews will bounce back. I think Hockenson will bounce back. I think a full year of Dak will help Dalton Schultz, but, you know, Goddard as well. But Kelce's just, I mean, he's unbelievable in terms of what he's doing.
Okay, I got to really ask this. I'm very elementary when it comes to fantasy football. And so.
Yeah, that's, you know why? Because you can play real football.
Right.
When you have the ability to play real football,
you don't need to play fantasy football.
But do you want more of a dual threat quarterback?
Yes.
Or would you rather the guy who can throw 500 yards and give you 30 yards rushing?
I think in an ideal world, you want a dual threat quarterback. If you look at the majority of the quarterbacks that are elite in fantasy football, they are all players that get you points with both their arms and their legs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's why, I mean, Josh Allen, mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts, you know, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, these guys that are really that can throw, but that are also mobile as well, right? And even in some of the guys that, like Mahomes isn't like a, you know, isn't a guy like Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, but he is a guy that can get you 20 to 30 yards.
Right.
Trevor Lawrence is another guy like that. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to take a big leap next year, right, mm-hmm. in terms of fantasy production as well, because he's another guy that, again, not the super mobile, but like, he can get you 20 to 30 yards. Justin Herbert, another guy who's a little bit mobile. Like the days of like the Tom Brady's or, you know, even Matt Ryan back in the day of, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, of the guys like taking three steps back, standing in the pocket. I'm never going to run, but I'm going to throw 45 times a game. I think it's tough to get fantasy points out of that when you've got these guys that can throw 35 times a game, but also rush for 50 yards.
But isn't that almost an enigma? So if you look at like 15 years ago, and you had like Peyton Manning and you had Tom Brady, and you have to go up and say, I don't want them. I want someone different, because I want Mike Vick. I want Donovan McNabb. I want Steve McNair. I want these guys because they're mobile.
Randall Cunningham.
Right. And so there's a difference in there. They're not going to be the MVPs, but they're going to be the MVPs of your fantasy league.
There's a little bit. So, I mean, look, fantasy football doesn't totally mirror real football.
Right.
There's a lot of ways, right? There are good quarterback. There are people that are really good quarterback. They're really good NFL quarterbacks that are not necessarily great fantasy quarterbacks, and vice versa. Mm. They're like, I mean, listen, Blake Bortles was a top 10 fantasy quarterback, believe it, because it was all junk time.
Yeah, he's down. He's always down. He doesn't understand the fantasy aspect of this.
It's all stats based. And so it's all padding of the stats. Troy Aikman, just think about somebody like Troy Aikman was never a great fantasy quarterback, because every time they got in close, he handed off to Emmitt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, but like
true.
Troy Aikman, obviously Hall of Fame quarterback, but fantasy wise, like trying to think of a better example. Here's, and this will blow your mind, Dante Culpepper, a much better fantasy quarterback than Ben Roethlisberger ever was.
You had Randy Moss. He's just throwing bombs to Randy Moss. He's just throwing bombs to Randy Moss.
But numbers are numbers. He was just throwing bombs to Randy Moss. That's exactly right?
Just,
I mean, and you guys, you know, with Ben, you guys had some years with AB, but also there were, you know, a lot of years where you're grinding it out, like with Le'Veon.
And defense,
you know,
and running the football.
And running
absolutely.
The football. Mm. You know, and so, I thought Kenny Pickett had a nice year for you guys this year, but Kenny Pickett was like, quarterback 25 in fantasy off the top of my head. I could be wrong on that. I don't know what it is, but it's somewhere low.
Yeah.
Like it's somewhere low just because, again, you guys, you know, slow paced offense, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers offense where you want to run the ball and play good defense.
Yeah.
Very control the clock and, you know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Fantasy owners don't.
No.
But
they don't.
We'll go with it, I guess.
Yeah.
Can you explain your cameo in the Avengers movie?
Yes, I can. And it's thanks to fantasy football. Cam, almost everything in my life that is good has happened because of fantasy football. I'm dead serious about it. I'm dead serious about this. Yeah, I met my wife at ESPN. Fantasy football brought me to ESPN.
He thought he stubbed you there, too. Yeah, he got you.
Fantasy football brought me to ESPN, where I met my wife. And as a result, I now have my kids. And we started a family. So I have my wife and kids, my family, because of fantasy football. Obviously, I have my career. And I've been able to do so many amazing experiences and meet incredible people thanks to fantasy football. And one of the things, it was Avengers Endgame. So Joe Russo of the Russo brothers, Joe and Anthony Russo, Joe particularly is a massive fantasy football player.
No kidding.
And he was, I did not know this, but he read my column for years and years and years. And he met, he randomly met a mutual friend of ours, and they were talking, they were catching up, and Joe does one of these. He goes, it was actually my brother. He meets my brother, it's a long story, but anyway, he's talking to my brother, and Joe does one of these. Sorry, my fantasy football team. And so my brother says to him, he says, wait, wait, you play fantasy football? And Joe's like, yeah, I'm in three leagues. I'm obsessed. And my brother goes, well, you know who my brother is, right? And Joe's like, no, who is your – wait.
The Barry.
Is your brother Matthew Barry?
Oh, my gosh.
And Jonathan's like, yeah. So he's telling me this story, and he goes, so are you cool if I give your email address to Joe Russo? And I'm like, wait a minute. Joe Russo of Joe and Anthony Russo of the Russo brothers of like Captain America Winter Soldier Russo brothers? Yes, because I'm a massive MCU fan, and that's my favorite MCU movie other than the one I'm in, is Winter Soldier that they did. That was the first one they did for.
Awesome.
And so anyway, we emailed each other. We fanboy out on each other. We ended up having dinner and just texting, and we played in a fantasy league together. And we became friends and just over the years. And then when he was shooting Endgame, he called me and he just said, hey, man, do you want to be in the movie? Because I got a role that I think you're perfect for.
Right.
I'm like, yeah.
Wow. That's a no-brainer.
I think I can find the time. So
yeah,
it was
need
a
the Russos. That's all I need to do.
Pretty much. They are and they are the most amazing people, the kindest, just the best people in the world. And it was doing that movie, like the 2 days I spent on set and then being a part of that, you know, very small part, obviously, but just being a part of the MCU is the best non-wife, non-kid experience of my life.
Oh, okay.
I'm very jealous of you.
Thank you.
Very jealous of you.
You should be. It was very cool.
Yeah, he is. He loves all that stuff. He's big into that.
I do.
Yeah, he's.
Okay, I want to ask. This is a little bit Steeler related.
We put it into the universe.
Yeah. All right, I'm putting it in the universe. I want to be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I mean, like, listen, you have the build. Like, I feel you could be a pretty good supervillain or a superhero either way,
Either way. Just make a recurring role.
Right.
So
yeah. Good point. There you go. Smart.
Yeah.
All right. I want to bring up the Steelers because you were a writer for Married with Children.
I was.
And Ed O'Neill.
Yep.
Was with the Steelers.
He was.
For a camp.
Yes.
How is he as a person? And do you think he could play if he had really gotten a chance?
I don't know. I mean, you're a better judge of that in terms of whether he could. I mean, he's a big guy. Like,
right.
he's a big guy. And obviously, I'll say this just in general. I don't want to speak specific to Ed, but I'll just say in general, like, I always say this to people that I don't think people appreciate and understand. Like, guys at home sitting on the couch and like, oh, that guy sucks. Why'd that guy drop the ball? Whatever. And I'm just like, you don't understand. The worst guy on the worst team is so unbelievably good. You have no idea.
That's like basketball, too.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Everybody thinks they can beat an NBA player on the bench. And I'm like,
no shot.
No. You don't stand a chance, even if they're playing overseas.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
For sure.
No, that's exactly right. Like, that guy was the best kid in his high school, the best kid in his college.
For sure.
And, like, and just dominated. And so the fact that Ed O'Neill even got a cup of coffee and got invited to Steelers camp.
Yeah.
Obviously he can play at some level. Like, you don't get that invite if if you're not. And you know, the difference between like being just a camp body and being like, you know, a contributing member, I feel like it's razor thin.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
I mean, just like it's
definitely,
you know, so anyway, enjoyed being on Married with Children. I don't know Ed particularly well, so I don't want to speak about him as a person. I'll just say as an actor, he's great in terms of like, you give him an okay joke and he nails it. You give him a great joke and a massive laugh. Like, he makes your stuff better.
All right. Last question will be quick. But I want to ask, this is very important. What is your favorite berry?
I've
got to ask Matt Berry,
right,
what's your favorite berry?
My favorite berry is, I mean, like, and there's a lot of choices, right? Obviously, I mean, do I get to count my wife and daughters? Like, you know, like
Hallie.
Hallie is in the mix, right? You know, Chuck's, you know, hard to argue against Chuck. But of the actual fruit that you can eat, strawberry would be my favorite.
I like it. I like
there you
it.
Go. Exactly.
Appreciate you coming on, Matthew Berry. We'll see you next time and keep watching, and we appreciate you.
Appreciate you, my friend. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys.